You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Abigail Lorick is the founder of ANSI, a U.S.-based company which makes swimwear, wetsuits, and clothing for women from sustainable materials. Instead of neoprene used in most wetsuits, which takes a lot of energy to produce and doesn't break down, ANSI has been using Ulex, a plant-based rubber originally developed for Patagonia. They also use Econol, a regenerated nylon for their swimwear. ANSI is perhaps Abigail's love letter to a life by the ocean, where she has created a fashion-forward collection aimed at all women. As you'll hear, Abigail grew up in Florida surfing and sailing, and her career in fashion has ranged from modeling to designing a clothing line for the television show Gossip Girl. She's been the creative director for Cynthia Rowley and at the California sock brand Stance. But when a huge opportunity was presented to Abigail from a leading private equity firm, Abigail was able to focus again on the ocean and to launch this new swimwear line. Here's Abigail now with the story of ANSI.
I grew up on Amelia Island, which is in the northeast coast of Florida, and the water was a very big part of my life, from swimming to fishing with my dad. We raced sailboats in the summertime. We would sometimes just go sleep on the sailboat in the harbor to feel the tapping of the water on the hull. It was very much a part of who I am. I started surfing in my teens, did a little bit of competitive surfing in high school. I served in the ESA a little bit. I was 15, 16 years old, and it was quite hard for me to do the competitive surfing because for me it took a bit of the fun out of the surfing. So it was a short-lived stint for me, I should say, the competitive surfing. My early career consisted of modeling. I was really into fashion at a really young age, and that was the easiest way to kind of get into the industry. So when I graduated high school, I went to Milan and modeled in Milan, and then Paris, a little bit in Australia, and then moved to New York. And when I was in New York, I was modeling and started going to FIT and started interning at a fashion house. I went to FIT, the Fashion Institute of New York. I don't know if I would consider that college. It's not your college experience, but it's what I needed at the time. It's a technical school, so you learn really the technicality of making clothes, how to make a collection, working with sewers, pattern makers, the basis for creating a clothing line. I started designing clothes at the fashion house that I was interning with. And then I got hired and I was working there, and we made all of our production in India, so I went to India a lot. Because I was in India a lot, I was working a lot with the production manager, and when I was leaving that company, he approached me and said, "Abigail, I think you should do your own line." So I had the opportunity to do my own line, and he found a factory that backed all of my sampling and production. So I had my own line a little bit earlier on in my career than I had anticipated, but it was such a good opportunity that I couldn't really pass it up. ANSI is really interesting because I got a phone call from Solera, which is a private equity firm here in New York, and they had this idea to launch a by women for women surf brand. I was like pinching myself, like, this is too good to be true. I didn't think it was really going to happen, but it has happened, and we have launched this amazing, sustainable, by women, for women surf brand. Solera is a private equity firm in New York, and it's founded by an amazing woman, Molly Ashby. She is actually one of the female pioneers in private equity, and she is the founder of Solera Capital and has built this firm based on the brand pillars of diversity and inclusivity. So it's an honor to be co-founding this brand with them. This was their idea, and it's like a dream come true for me to be in this space with them. So before ANSI, I was in Southern California as the design director of Stance Socks. And Southern California is like the mecca of action sports. And all of the big women's surf brands like Roxy and, you know, Billabong, Quicksilver, all of those are owned by men. So there was kind of this miss, I felt like, for a slightly more mature, sophisticated woman that loves the water, maybe has a career, maybe she's a mom, she's traveling. There was a miss there because the market felt very junior saturated and a bit of a boho aesthetic, and we felt like there was a space to come in and do a more timeless point of view, not only in design but also in sustainability approach. So generally, the ocean, when you go out for surfing, it's usually mostly men. And we are coming in really saying, like, women should be here, that women are a big part of the story. And they have been a part of the story, and they are growing more and more numbers of women being in the water. We're coming in from that space and saying, let's diversify the water more. But we're also coming in from a space of, it's not just about surfing, it's about this love of water. And historically, it's been like you fit into these like compartments. Like if you're a surfer, you don't really like boogie boarders. And if you're a boogie boarder, you don't really like paddle boarders. And, you know, what's that sea kayaker doing out here? And we are really excited to be here to really break down all of those walls and say, no, this is about loving the water. No matter what you're doing, no matter what sport it is, we're all here to enjoy the water and the ocean. And it's really exciting to be telling that story in this space right now. It feels very relevant. And so, you know, looking also at women across all ages, all sizes, all ethnicities, it's this much bigger story of this community getting into the water. Neoprene is really bad for the environment. It never breaks down. It's what they use to fill landfills. It takes a lot of energy to create the neoprene, massive CO2 emissions. Ulex is a plant-based material, functions the same way as neoprene, but it's not bad for the environment. This was created by Patagonia. They spent, I think, 4 years on developing this material, and we're really grateful that it's out there so that we can use it in our wetsuits. So with ANSI, we are sustainable not only in our fabrication, but also our point of view of design. So we look at the products that we're creating and we try to think about how a woman can wear them in multiple environments and creating products also that are reversible so she can wear them multiple times and kind of breaking down this concept that, you know, this item of clothing is only for this environment and saying, no, you can actually wear, you know, a Ulex one piece in the water, but you can also throw on a skirt with it and loafers and a blazer over and wear it out to dinner. So we love this idea because it really brings to the table a less is more point of view, and it accommodates a woman who doesn't want so much stuff in her closet, which we feel is a very modern point of view of today. And also to the point of women today that they're doing so much, that you might be a mom, you might have a career, and you still love the water, you still love to go surfing, that's still a part of who you are. So really creating a product line that accommodates her in all of those spaces. We are testing some pop-up shops. We will be looking at brick and mortar in the future, but right now we're really appreciating the direct-to-consumer platform because it's just an awesome space to be able to get information from your consumer, to learn about your woman, who she is, what she's doing, and what she needs, and how the brand can grow. So we're really kind of in that space right now, milking that for all that we can. We're going to be launching a fragrance in September of this year. And we have some really exciting collaborations coming down the pipeline that really support our brand pillars of diversity and inclusivity within the water.
That's Abigail Lorick, the founder of ANSI. My thanks to Abigail for sharing her story, and to Henry Ree Sheridan, who conducted the interview in New York City. The show is mixed and edited by Christy Evans. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening, and goodbye.